Women's Lives Matter. Women's Lives Matter activists. It's council budget setting time. Across the country you will hear the splish splash sound of Labour councillors' crocodile tears hitting the floor. They will say they don't want to make cuts, but they don't have a choice. Is there a gun to their head? Will their children go hungry if they refuse? These are instances where choice is limited, but not for councillors deciding whether to obediently pass on savage Tory austerity or to actually defend the services and living standards of the people who elected them. The Women's Lives Matter campaign, WLM, is calling for protests at council budget setting meetings and online campaigning to say they do have a choice. WLM was born in Doncaster. In 2017, socialists and others campaigned to save the domestic violence service there. Doncaster Labour Council said it had no money due to government cuts. The service cost £30,000 to run. It had millions in reserves. WLM warned that this meant the council would be responsible for damage to women's lives. It therefore wasn't a surprise, given the vicious cuts in this area, that Don Valley was one of the largest swing votes to the Tories in the general election. Labour had shown in practice that it didn't stand up for working class people. Labour councils should refuse to implement one more cut and set emergency budgets based upon what people in their communities need. They should do this using their reserves, their borrowing powers, but most importantly by building a movement of working class people to fight for the money the Tories have stolen from our services. Liverpool City Council did it in the 1980s and won £60 million back off the Thatcher government to build council homes, nurseries and more, so we can do it now. Working class women know by experience that we have to fight for what we need. But throughout history, that has been most effective when uniting with the rest of our class to win the NHS, council housing, equal pay, the right to choose, and, more recently, when low-paid mainly women workers in Glasgow went on strike, inspired solidarity from other workers, and won £500 million in money, owed to them by the council.